Yeah, Berner's back. Good second moto, seventh place, I think, in that moto, and coming from the back.
Yeah, it was good. Just tried to stay out of the carnage on the first lap. Those guys going down everywhere, and just needed to, try and hold my position at the start, really. First moto, I had a good start, but I lost like 8 positions on the first lap, so that kind of put me in a hole, and then I got back up the 12th from 18th, I think, first moto, so... Definitely riding a lot better the last 2 weeks. Just feel more comfortable again and just getting stronger, you know. Just a few races underneath my belt now, getting back into the swing of it.
Well, like this weekend, and I'm going back to last year, you went forward and you haven't always done that. This was one of your best races, catching guys from best races on the BTO sports team, catching guys from the back. And at the end, Brayton wasn't too far ahead.
Yeah, it was more like old school.
Yeah.
Old school factory Suzuki.
Yeah, exactly. Tough day for you in the practice, though. The bike didn't work quite great for the first practice.
Yeah, we had some EFI issues first practice. We were just way off with the setting, so we put all the data stuff on for the second practice, and the JGR guys got it figured out, and we were good for the motos.
And I guess, did you like this track? I mean, did you find a groove? And a lot of guys I talked to said it's ruddy and choppy, but maybe you found a groove somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, I had a groove both motos. Obviously you're at altitude, so the bike's slower. I just was trying to, just kind of flow and not bury the bike in the soft stuff and try and keep the momentum going. Just, it's actually something that I worked on this week with Chad, and it just paid off. And it's not really a track that I love to come to, but, I always seem to do okay here, so can't argue with it.
Was it pretty good for the second moto? A lot of guys said the traction was superb.
Traction second moto was much better than the first. Like, all the dry, slick spots, you could actually turn on them in the second moto, so it was a lot better.
This has to be good for your confidence, huh?
Yeah, no, it's just, to make progress every weekend, it kind of reminds me of when I was, I've done good in the series before, just start off a little slow and just... Yeah. Build that confidence and just try and improve every weekend, and don't get too far ahead of yourself. Just okay, let's worry about next week. What I need to work on, in this coming week from this week, So just trying to build each weekend, and hopefully we can keep improving.
What's going on with JT? What do we got to do? He claimed he had a good week this week.
He did have a good week this week. We were giving him a really hard time this week because he's been a little off my pace. In the moto, so
it's about to get worse.
Yeah, this week's not looking good for him, but
I got a text from a certain rider wearing the number 22. It was not good.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think JT was just unfortunate too. Second, our bikes didn't really run first practice, yeah. And then second practice, I think he came together with Izzy around the sweeper and had a big crash, so his bike was kind of messed up and bad, Bad qualifying leads to bad gate pick, leads to bad start.
Yeah.
I mean, it just snowballed from there. So I think he just, he just needs to keep doing what he's doing and just work through it. He made improvements this week, so that's all you could ask for. Obviously, it didn't work out on the weekend, but just keep working on it.
Hey, let's talk about your bike. You've been a factory rider for a bunch of teams, and this year, from what I understand, you did a lot of the JGR testing for the team on the Suzuki. How is your bike? I mean, it's basically a bike that, you can buy, and it's a little bit off your factory bikes, but how is it?
I think this year for me, the bike's much better than last year's bike that we had. So, starting that relationship with the JGR guys is definitely, it's been a plus to have them and their knowledge behind us. And they have some resources to help out with us too. So, a lot of the stuff we can't afford to get it done, but, we're working on it. So, if we keep getting good results, you never know, maybe Suzuki will help us out a little bit, and then, we just keep trying to improve it each weekend.
Right on. Thanks, man.
All right. See ya.